First, when you look at outsourcing, there are a couple of trends that are happening there. For example, when you look at big four companies, they do compete with each other based on, you know, which percentage they have outsourced. Because, let's say, from a budgeting perspective, a developer here could cost between $70 to $100, which is an internal company billing rate. Within, let's say, India, the same developer could cost between $10 to $20 per hour. And this is many, many of the account management costs already included there. So there is some very significant financial incentive that I do encourage you to think about how you can compensate. Additionally, you will also see in companies, for example, Direct Energy, that there is a first outsourcing wave, and then, you know, sometimes it's passed, you know, sometimes projects see that quality is not there, and then there is another sub wave of insourcing. You will see various companies outsourcing, bringing back stuff together, and so on. In terms of the contracts, there are two reasons why companies hire contractors. First reason is somebody who has been around in many places in many various industries with the goal to hit the ground running. So when you are a consultant or contractor, you have maybe day or 2 days before you start performing. Regardless, do you know stuff, you don't know stuff, are there reasonable challenges, are there totally unreasonable challenges? You got to start performing. So you do need to be tough, and you need to be very, very focused and know what is the area where you can be the most effective. Second area where contractors are hired is at the times when a company wants to contain the risk. So, for example, if it is risky to take full-time employee for the whole duration, then, you know, a contract opening may be put in place, for example, for 3 months just to see how the person is. Because, let's face it, companies never fire anybody unless there is a personal conflict. Because there will be a whole bunch of various negative effects and impacts if somebody is being fired in addition to various lawsuits and so on. So be prepared to the fact that the most difficult thing is in your first or second or whichever job you will have is getting in. After you got in, be open-minded, be flexible, and you will do terrific in any of the positions. Because again, York is a solid school. It does teach the survival abilities better than at least any other school that I know, and you'll be fine from at least core competency perspectives.
Great. Anyone else on the panel have thoughts on outsourcing or contracting?